T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tell us more about the kind of deal they reached.
Deal is the right word. That is exactly what it is. And the long and the short of it is it's going to wind up hitting you and me before anybody else. What we have here is San Francisco's long-standing sort of tug-of-war with the tech industry. It brings a lot of money into the city, but it also brings in a lot of problems. And in the case of Uber and Lyft, it brings in cars, which clog up the street. And so Supervisor Aaron Peskin, who has long sort of targeted tech, whether it be Airbnb or others, said, look, I've got this idea. We're going to put a tax on your gross receipts, how much money you bring in. Now, Uber and Lyft weren't too crazy about that. They don't mind kicking in money to relieve congestion, but they wanted to make sure that the money was going to that. Plus, they would said, we'll go along with this, but we want to be able to pass it on to the riders, the consumers. And Aaron said, oh, I got no problem with that. We can work that out. We're going to go to the state legislature to get permission to do that. And then we're going to put it on the ballot in 2019. And if they do, then the customers, the riders, are going to find an extra surcharge popping up on their Uber and Lyft fees to help pay for transportation in San Francisco.
Okay, so am I right that Peskin has actually pulled the measure as what do you call it, a good faith gesture at this point?
Yeah, he pulled his tax on everything you make measure and said we're going to pull it, we're going to go to the state legislature together, and we're going to create one of a kind. For reasons that I don't quite understand that have to do with other stocks or something, Uber just and Lyft just did not want a specific surcharge of 50 cents or $1 per ride. They didn't want that. And maybe the customers didn't want it either. Instead, we're going to get a tiered system. If you, for example, if you're a single person and you grab an Uber or a Lyft in San Francisco, you could have 3.2% added on to your tab. If you go for an Uber carpool, which has a couple of customers in there, it would be 1.5%. So they're still working around on that. But the idea is that they were going to tax these tech companies one way or the other, and the tech companies were smart enough to play ball. And the end result is that they get to pass it on to you and me when we use these services, which that way the politicians are fine, Uber and Lyft are fine, the city gets its money, and we pay it.
And just to reiterate, it's just for the rides within the city of San Francisco.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's about San Francisco. Be interesting to see if other cities decide to go to ballot with similar things, because where there's tech, there's money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.